Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning. Friday, February the 9th, 2024. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And remember, it's February, but we do pronounce it in this country, for whatever reason, February, even though it is February. I'll be joined this morning by Matt Morgan for the first 2 hours, and then Matt will be on from 10:15 until 11 a.m. this morning, I think, talking sports with the Super Bowl upon us on Sunday. Pastor Craig will be along this morning, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., catching us up on what's going on in Marion. 12:15 to 1 today is when we all get together and argue, Matt, Pastor Craig, and I, and we go over current events. That's always a lot of fun. And then on the Exchange Club, and then today from 1:15 to 2, study his word with Pastor Craig. I'm not sure if he has a guest or not, but we'll find that out as the morning progresses. And then tonight, live here, the big Friday night tradition, 8:15 to 10 p.m., Friday Night Live with Matt and Carrington, live in the studio, and we always have a lot of fun with that. Matt Morgan is here this morning, and we can say that he is on time. Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Scott?
Terrific here, because it's Friday, and I think last Friday was Groundhog Day, and the weather was horrible. Now, why couldn't this be Groundhog Day?
You know, I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. When I woke up this morning, I was like, man, it's nice outside.
It was beautiful. I didn't wear a coat. I got up. I was full of energy because the sunlight was coming in the windows. Not last Friday. No, that wasn't last Friday.
last Friday was, you know, pretty gloomy.
It certainly was.
Chilly.
Now, before we get into the current events, I've got a whole litany of things here that I want to go through, update people on. Got another phone call this week from our good friend Opal Covey up in the Toledo, Ohio area, and she says she's got some news on the groundhog. Now, we're not going to call Opal this morning or tonight, because if you do that, we'll be on the phone until next Friday. But I just want to let you know Opal has some news on the groundhog, so we'll get to that eventually. Now, falling under the category of better late than never, we've got a Christmas card here. Our last Christmas card shows up on February the 9th, and I know our longtime listener Judy will be happy to hear about this. It's a great card, peace and love throughout the season. Nice little note in here, Scott and all of the gang at WGH. I want to thank all the hosts at WGH Talk for all of the hours of entertainment, and especially the trivia surprise. Hope you all have a very, very Merry Christmas and New Year's, and into the new year. Judy, no card needed in return. Thank you, Judy. We finally got the card here, so the Christmas card finally came closer to Valentine's Day than Christmas, but that's okay. Also want to mention, because we do like to do this with McDonald's, we got a call coming in already. Caller, okay, we're going to go to you really quick, and then we're going to come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, do you know you keep playing the same old segment over and over? I got up, sunshine was coming in the window, and I felt good, and Matt comes in there and says, yeah, not laugh, but, you know, I just, same thing, it's just going over and over.
No, now we're talking about Christmas. Is it working okay now?
Yeah, I turned the mute off. Yeah, it's working all right now.
Yeah, probably just a hiccup in your system. A lot of times at home, if your internet goes in and out, that'll happen.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so, hey, glad you're out there early with us.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you know, it's because voices are not meant to fly through the air. You know, transmission's always a thing. But we're glad you're out there this morning. Now, McDonald's, curbside order pickup, Digital Fridays. Did you know today was Digital Friday?
I did not, no.
Oh, it's Digital Friday. Free six-piece chicken McNuggets when downloading or using the app February 9th, 16th, and the 23rd from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. So, I guess when you download the app, you can get a six-piece nugget today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and every Friday in February. So there you go. Now, McDonald's, not to be left out for the big love holiday coming up on Wednesday. They've already got their flyers out for this. Valentine's Day, February the 14th, only stay home and dine in. A three-pack of cookies with your delivery order. Free when you use McDelivery. They just put Mc in front of everything there. Get the Mc mop and clean the Mc floor here at McDonald's. But no, a free three-pack of cookies at McDonald's. Now, I don't mean to take a dump on McDonald's here this early on a Friday morning. But I'm telling you right now, if you are in some kind of relationship and you are giving them McDonald's for Valentine's Day, you're going to need those three cookies. You're going to need Mc cookies to win them over, because it's going to be a rough day.
I was thinking the same thing. You know, if you took somebody to McDonald's on Valentine's Day, that's there's got to be probably one of the most memorable Valentine's Day of their life.
I think there's going to be repercussions if things don't go. I don't know. I think there's going to be repercussions if you go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I would say so.
So anyway, that's what you can do for Valentine's Day. You can go to McDonald's and get your free three cookies. Now, things I wanted. Oh, we've got things. We've got a whole community calendar here, a litany of things that people have sent in the last few days. The Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association is having their annual soup supper, 455 Lee Street here in Marion. That will be today. Yeah, Friday, February the 9th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight, and it's just a donation. You can get homemade chili, chicken and noodle, and vegetable soups, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, assorted desserts, punch and coffee. Bring your family and friends and enjoy the evening. We hope to see you there. And again, that's the Lee Street Presbyterian Church Women's Association annual soup supper, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, today from 4 to 7 p.m., and all that's involved there is a donation.
You know, chili's pretty good.
You could stop there before you came over here tonight for the show. Also wanted to announce that Child Evangelism Fellowship, Marion County, is having a luncheon and silent auction. Save the date, the Good News Club fundraiser, Saturday, March the 2nd, at the Cornerstone Alliance Church, 210 State Route 4, South Marion. Doors open at 10:30. The event's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A ticket for the event is $10, including free lunch. To donate an item or to give a financial gift, call Cheryl at 740-262-0939. Again, that's Cheryl, 740-262-0939. Again, that's a big fundraiser, luncheon, and silent auction at the Cornerstone Alliance Church here in Marion, 210 State Route 4, South. Doors open at 10:30, event 11 to 2, and that is on Saturday, March the 2nd. So the housekeeping is out of the way now.
Very nice.
Now, there are two things that I want to mention of note. I went through the McDonald's line this morning, and a very good experience, nothing wrong there. But the girl who took my money and gave me these flyers, I believe, now I'm not for sure, but I believe is the daughter of one of our longtime listeners out there. And I just want to say she was doing a fantastic job with her work this morning. Now, I was kind of puzzled because I thought she left that job at McDonald's. But this morning, here she was, the person taking my money.
I don't know. I mean, maybe she decided that she was going to, you know, give McDonald's another try.
Well, I think it's good because she does a fantastic job at that job, and I hope our listener, who is her mother, I think this is the right person. You know, they all start to look the same after a while, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Very nice girl, and she does a great job there. Very well spoken, nice, hands out the flyers, knows how to make change. It's all very important. Yeah.
I mean, I think so. You gotta make the change.
You gotta make the change. Now, what's coming up on your show today at 10:15?
So I'm gonna have my brother in here, and we're gonna talk about the Super Bowl. We'll probably talk a little bit about whether or not the Chiefs are gonna win. a possible.
Oh, they're going to win.
I don't think
it's
they
the
will,
Taylor. We'll know. Get into this later on, but it's the Taylor Swift Bowl. But they're going to win.
I'll mention Taylor Swift. See what Caleb's input is on that.
Mention? She's the whole show.
No. The Super Bowl is the thing. Nobody cares about.
Nobody
Taylor
even
Swift.
Knows that there's a Super Bowl going on Sunday. They know Taylor Swift is going to be performing at the halftime show.
I don't think she is.
Oh, she is. If she doesn't, there's going to be disappointed people from here to kingdom come.
Well, they can be disappointed then.
You don't want to tick people off halfway through the Super Bowl. They'll tune out. The ratings on that thing will drop like a rock in the ocean.
Well, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure ratings on the Super Bowl go up the closer it gets to halftime. And then after halftime, they dip anyways.
But not this year.
I think they'll dip this year. I think people will show up, watch the halftime show, and then stop.
Sunshine is actually coming through the window. This is mystifying to me here.
It's a nice day outside.
We'll talk about the Super Bowl here in a second, but yesterday, as I was doing the morning show, we got into a very interesting topic, and we actually ended up rolling over the time that we needed to get into this topic. So I said we would open up the show today with it. So we're going to do it. As many of you know, I believe it was Monday, very, very, very famous, well-known country music artist Toby Keith died at age 62 from cancer. And that in and of itself is a very sad story. But what has been the outrage since his death on Tuesday at the age of 62, apparently, now I did some more research on this yesterday, but apparently Taylor Swift, because everything comes back to Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift was somewhat started by him. Now, it was phrased yesterday that he started Taylor Swift. That's not exactly what I read, but he was somewhat instrumental. He was part of the same record label. He thought she was good in the beginning. I don't know that he actually picked her out of a bar or a show and said, put her on. I don't know that that happened. Now, if my facts are wrong, my facts are wrong. But he was very instrumental in saying she's good, put her on the same label that I'm on. Now, she even had some very nice things to say about him then, that he was bigger than life, and she was a fan, and so on and so forth. Well, 20 years pass, and they had many disagreements over the years. They had disagreements on the Iraq War. Toby Keith was very pro-Iraq War and let it be known. He also supported the boycott of the Dixie Chicks back then, for people who remember that. It almost put the Dixie Chicks out of business when they went overseas and said something about they didn't like George Bush. Toby Keith supported boycotting them and trying to ruin their career. Toby Keith had very conservative points of view. Taylor Swift does not. So, Toby Keith dies. And people notice that Taylor Swift does not say anything about his death. So, she got flack for it. What do you think?
I mean, I think that it probably would have looked good on her to say something, but I mean, I don't know that that she necessarily has to. If she doesn't feel the need, then I don't think she has to. I mean, he might have been instrumental.
No, but people were angry about this. Matter of fact, the caller who started this yesterday felt that she should, and this is a black mark on her that she doesn't.
I mean, they don't like each other.
Now, by the way, I do want to let people know we are in the studio today, so the phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you want to weigh in on this. See, I said what you said. I said even though he might have been somewhat instrumental, and we're not sure how instrumental he was in starting her career, if you have 20 years of bad blood where you don't agree on anything, I think it looks kind of false when the person dies to say RIP or whatever it is. Because I tell you, she would have got dinged either way. If she would have said something, they would have said, well, she's just trying to get attention for herself. She really didn't even like the guy. Why is she saying this? And the fact that she didn't say anything, she's getting dinged for that because they're going, well, he helped you out. Why didn't you say anything?
I mean, I think that she probably should have an order, because I think she probably would have gotten less backlash, but, I mean, that's just in terms of public appearance. But, like, other than that, like, I think personally that she didn't like him. So, like, I don't know why, I mean, I guess, sure, it's sad. Nobody wants to see anybody die, but I don't know that I would get on and make a whole big spiel about how sad I am if... It's just somebody I don't even necessarily like.
I think people are confusing two things here. She's not wishing him dead.
Yeah.
But she's just not giving condolences. That's not her... I don't think they were close.
She's not, like, bashing on him or anything. She's just...
No. And by the way, how many other country artists of his era did not say anything? But she's getting the press because she's the most famous country artist, I think she still considers herself that, in the world today.
Do what?
I said, we'll run this through the machine again. What I said was, how many other country artists who worked with him over his career or who knew him did not pay condolences, but we're just not paying attention to that because she is the most famous country artist in the world right now, so she is under a microscope everything she does.
I mean, I would say there are a few, but I would say most of them probably did offer up condolences.
I don't think everybody did.
And I don't even know that Taylor
Swift... Garth Brooks did... Let's think of some of these people from yesteryear. Did Alan Jackson, did that group of people? I mean, did they all do it?
Were those even the same time period?
Yeah, that was the same time period. He came a little after them, but they were still performing.
I mean,
who do you have to give condolences to and who don't you? I've always said when I die, do not go to Facebook and give me any condolences because I'm dead. I'm not going to read those things. See, when you go to the pearly gates, when you check out, when you go on to your reward, you stop logging on to Facebook at that point.
I think when you offer condolences, it's not to the person who is dead. It's to the person, it's to the deceased person's family and friends.
Yeah, but how does that figure into her? You know, I'm sure she didn't even know his family.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know. I think people just think it looks bad. I mean, I think that it's probably one of those things that's overblown because I don't even know why it's a thing.
If it wasn't Taylor Swift, it wouldn't be a thing. If Garth Brooks, whether he did or did not pay condolences,
well, I mean, I don't know.
It wouldn't be a story.
I don't think it'd be as big of a story, but I think it's just... Like, I think it would be written about either way.
I hate to say this because
I... have somebody we don't pay attention to necessarily.
Now, listen, I'm not a Swiftie, and I don't understand her impact, but I will say this. People are out to get her right now, and I don't know what it is, but people are out to get her. I've seen too many weird stories in the last few weeks where people are picking on things that don't make any sense. I've seen Fox News call her a cyborg. I've seen, and I hate to say it again, but Fox News go after her all day long about endorsing President Biden, which still hasn't happened. I have now seen them go after her for not giving condolences for Toby Keith. I mean, get a grip. Why are we going after this girl for these things? The first two things, as near as I can tell, are not even true. And this is just a subjective thing.
I mean, in terms of Fox, by the way, bashing Taylor Swift for possibly endorsing Joe Biden, she hadn't even done it yet. I think that's a bad move on Fox's part because... The more you talk about it, I think the more people are going to think that she has already, endorsed Joe Biden.
I don't think she has.
I'm aware, but I think that the more you talk about it, the more people are going to think that she has.
Well, but the way they couch it over there, I've seen the videos, that's not what they're saying. And they're not just saying it on one show. There were five different shows. There may have been more where they brought it up.
But, like, so the people watching the news might understand that Taylor Swift hasn't endorsed Joe Biden, but so now imagine that somebody who was watching the news is like, the news is talking about Taylor Swift endorsing Joe Biden. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, but I think the group watching that. Fox probably understands what they're saying. Because I even heard the one girl on Fox say, Taylor, come back to your conservative values. I mean, that's what's going on over there.
I mean, I don't know.
But the point is, why is everybody after her? What has she done here that has caused such a folderol?
I mean, I think that it's the same reason people are after, like, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. It's because they're billionaires, have lots of money. People don't like that people have more money than they do.
It seems to me like they're trying to trash her because they are afraid she's going to endorse a political candidate. So if we beat her up enough before she does it, then we can say, we told you so.
I think she shouldn't at this point, because then she'll make Fox and everybody else look stupid.
Yeah, but I also think that if she wants to endorse somebody, she's perfectly free to do it.
Yeah, but it's funnier my way.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know. It all depends. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So in the end result, should she have given condolences to Toby Keith?
I think if she didn't want to give condolences, she shouldn't have to give condolences.
But face the backlash.
I mean, I think people should just, like, put themselves in Taylor Swift's shoes. I mean, I guess maybe a whole lot of them don't know that, I don't know how many of them know that he was supposedly instrumental in her, and I don't know how many know that they didn't like each other. But, like, if somebody you had loads of disagreements with over the course of, what, like, 2 decades, you said? Over the course of 2 decades, passed away, I mean, I don't think you'd be happy. You don't know, once again, nobody's happy when people pass away. It's just more of a, like, a, I don't think I'd be, like, devastated either.
Well, I have said, I mean, there have been people who I have put on this station. I mean, we've been around a decade, coming up in June. There have been people who have came and went. Now, I didn't necessarily give all the inside gory details as to why they went, but I can't say, I'm indifferent to them. I don't have a bad feeling, and I don't have a good feeling, and if they died, God forbid, I don't want them to die, but I doubt I'd be the first one sending condolences, because we just don't have that relationship, and it ended in a... And I also think it diminishes people who I have a good relationship with, because then it's just the same for everybody.
I mean, I think that makes sense. I don't think it makes sense to offer up condolences for somebody you weren't close with. It sounds disingenuous.
Do you send condolences to your ex-wife or your ex-relationships when they... God forbid, kick off?
I mean, I guess it just depends on how much you care about that person still. But if you guys don't like each other, then probably not.
Well, there are some I would and some I would not.
Yeah, so I think it just depends on the relationship that you have after that.
But that's based on their personality, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I think it goes both ways.
Oh, I don't know about that. See, I think I've been nice to everybody, but some of them just, they're incapable of that because they have personality defects.
Is that right?
That's how I see it. At this particular moment in time, that's what I'm going to go with. Some of them have personality defects and some of them don't.
I mean, I've never met the people, so maybe
you're... You don't want to. You don't want to meet them. That's a group you want to steer clear of.
Stay away from them.
Stay away from them. Again, phone lines are open this morning if you have anything to say on this subject. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you need to pay your respects to somebody who dies if at some point they played a part in your life? Obviously, this morning, i.e., did Taylor Swift need to give condolences to Toby Keith when he died earlier this week at age 62 from, I believe, stomach cancer is what it was. And the way we pay condolences now is kind of weird. Twit or X or whatever they do.
I mean, I don't know. I think that a lot of the times if somebody's making like a public condolence like that, it's just for the public image. I think that if you were going to offer condolences, because like I said, when you offer condolences, it's not necessarily for the person who had passed away, it's for the deceased family and friends. So like, I don't know why you don't just contact the deceased family and friends.
And we don't know that she didn't.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. I think that the whole making of posts on Facebook and Twitter and wherever else are not disingenuous.
Well, I would like to say that Brinley, one of our youngest listeners out there who's headed to school this morning, wanted to say hello, good morning to you and I.
How are you doing?
Yeah, thank you, Brinley. I hope you're having a good morning. Hope you have a good day at school. It's Friday. The weekend's upon us. Glad you're out there listening to us this morning.
Yeah, I hope you have a good day at school.
Absolutely. So, Brinley out there this morning. Now, another problem here is it disingenuous to send a condolence via tweet?
I think so, because I think if you were close enough to somebody to offer up a condolence, you should be close enough with somebody that they know to just give that person a condolence, if that makes sense.
And is the Toby Keith family outraged over this, or is it the public? Because, see, now here's a whole nother thing.
I mean, I would say that the Toby Keith family probably doesn't care all that much that Taylor Swift hasn't offered up a condolence. I mean, I would assume that they have roughly the same feeling about Taylor Swift as Taylor Swift has about them, so.
But doesn't this go both ways? I mean, sometimes you can really, somebody who you like, you can really learn to dislike. But conversely, there are people who you really dislike who you can learn to like.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think once you actually get to know somebody, you might start to, once you actually get to know somebody, it might make sense. You know, like, well, they might be somebody different, I guess.
Well, like, politically, I notice a lot of times people who run against each other get very negative toward each other when they're running against each other. But once that all settles down and a few years pass, they become friendly with each other. Barack Obama spoke at John McCain's funeral because John McCain requested it. And Obama beat McCain to become president. George H.W. Bush, the father, lost his presidency second run when Clinton beat him. Clinton and he became great friends, and Clinton spoke at a lot of events that George H.W. Bush was at. You know, I think it can happen.
Weren't Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump friends at some point?
Yeah, that one went downhill. Nobody's going to be speaking at any funerals there. That's all downhill.
Yeah.
Well, so the consensus is she shouldn't have done it if she didn't want to.
If she didn't want to, I don't think she should have done it.
I wouldn't do it.
I think if she didn't want to, it would seem fake if she did it.
There's a very prominent broadcaster who was here at one point, not permanently, but was here sporadically, who I would not offer condolences for just because I know what kind of person they are off the microphone. I mean, I wouldn't trash them, but I wouldn't offer, and I don't think they would offer condolences for me.
I think that makes sense.
But again, I'm dead, so I don't really care if you offer condolences for me. I'm dead.
It won't matter to me at that point.
And my family would probably go, who's that? Who's that? Why are they even interjecting themselves in this conversation? So is there anybody pro out there this morning? Apparently all the pros have gone away that Taylor Swift should have given a condolence to Toby Keith. But if you are pro, feel free to weigh in. Get in on this 43 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Also, if you agree with us, tell us why.
Do you think that Taylor Swift should have done it?
No, I don't.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think so. It doesn't make sense.
I think if she didn't want to do it, why do it?
I think that's fair.
Now, another... Oh, here we go. This maybe will be pro or negative. Let's find out. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Matt, I have a hypothetical for you. What is your favorite pastime? Is it hunting?
Yeah, hunting's good.
Okay. So let's say that as a young man, the person who taught you to hunt, who was very instrumental, went out there, took you out in the woods and the fields, and spent a lot of time with you. Well, then fast forward, let's say that you kind of grow apart like we do naturally in our lives. And let's say you had a disagreement that was political, trivial ultimately, but political in nature. Well, let's say then you became this great hunter and was given a show on ESPN or, you know, Outdoor Channel, and very successful career. And let's say 20 years, 25 years passes by from the original time that you first went out in the woods with that gentleman and he taught you everything about hunting, and then let's say he dies and you are now a public figure because you got this big show, this popular hunting show on ESPN or the Outdoor Network or whatever it is. So you have a publicist. You have somebody that is managing your public statements. And people are looking to you because you are a public figure with an audience, with a following. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't say, you know, rest in peace to this man. He had a big impact on my life.
Well, I mean, I think it's just, like I said, I think if I didn't want to, I probably wouldn't. But also, I don't think that going about on social media or making a public statement for condolences is a good way to go about a condolence. Because, like I said, condolences for their friends and family. So if I'm making a public condolence, I think it's for public appearance. I think if I'm going to make a condolence, I'm going to call or contact the family or friends and then tell them that I'm sorry for their loss.
But you're a private citizen. You're a nobody just like me and a lot of people. You're not presently. I'm saying you have to have a different perspective when you are in the national spotlight and you are a public personality with a following. So what is a social media post when you are somebody of that stature? It's a press release. By, you know, expected. They are, when you're at that level, you're expected to say something on topics of note. And you owed a lot to this person in your past. They were instrumental in making you who you are today and in your success in your career. I think the fact that you are a public figure and have a following, have had success, and a lot of that success was due directly to this individual who now just passed away, I think you have a duty to at least acknowledge it. They acknowledge all kind of stupid stuff, you know? And you're going to say somebody that discovered you and signed you, you know, in Taylor Swift's case, signed you to a record label. How many talented entertainers out there are on the streets of Nashville, you know, writing their own music? They don't have record labels. They're very talented, and they're just getting by. So the fact that a big star recognizes that person and signs them to a record label and takes them on tour and gets them exposed, gets them played on the radio, that's a huge thing. Taylor Swift is not the most talented individual in the world. Honestly, probably the most talented person is one of those people on the streets of Nashville or some other part of this world that's barely getting by.
Now, I want to jump in here because I think you've made an interesting point. And here's the point of this. Now, I can only look at this from a broadcasting perspective. Now, it is true that I ultimately can put somebody on the air. Now, they might not be the best talker in the world, as you say. So the best talker in the world could be working over at Dunkin' or Tim Hortons or Starbucks, for all I know. But at some point, I came in contact with this person, and I said they need to be on the air because I feel they could do this job. Now, I feel I can put them on the air, but if they become successful or popular, I don't think I can take credit for that. That's them, because they can just as easily fail, because of many people do who make it to the airwaves, much like Nashville. Many people who get on a record label fail. I don't think Toby Keith can take credit or should be given credit for Taylor Swift's enormous success. I think he could say, and again, I was looking into this story. It's my understanding that he said something to the record label, and that's how she got on it. And who's to say it wouldn't have happened with somebody else? But we'll give him the credit for that he did do that. But I don't think he can take credit for making her. I think she made herself.
I'm not saying that she did not work hard and she doesn't have talent. We've talked about this like ad nauseum over the past month. But early 2000s, 2003, or 2005, that's when he was at the height of his career. There was nobody bigger in that industry. So to say that wasn't a huge part in the foundation of her future success is ridiculous. It's ridiculous to say that wasn't huge. You have one of the biggest country music entertainers, and he was kind of at that time in the pop scene and stuff too. You know, kind of country music has kind of become pop country. But to say that, you know, one of the biggest names, bringing you on tour, getting you your record deal isn't like a huge thing, that's ridiculous.
No, I think it helps. I'm just saying, I also think, as I think we talked about at the end of the show yesterday, I don't think when she was having enormous success, 50 times, whatever Toby Keith was at his height, what she is right now is 50 times greater, and he lived to see it until Tuesday, and was doing fairly well in the last month, at least to be giving interviews. I never heard him say congratulations to Taylor Swift for being Time Magazine Person of the Year. I never heard him say congratulations on the billion-dollar tour, which I never accomplished in my career. I never heard him say congratulations on the NFL success. I never heard her mention his name. I mean, why didn't he just put a little tweet out and say, congrats to somebody I helped along the way, your Time Magazine Person of the Year? I never got that.
No, and that's different. That's an accolade. That's praise. And even though it should be given, it should be freely given, regularly given, in your interactions with people, that way you show gratitude and humility and humbleness. But it's different with death. And as much as, especially for a public figure, it is like a press release. It is a statement by, you know, one's publicist in many circumstances, but she had a personal connection.
But don't
so it
you
makes
think,
it different.
But don't you think the reason those things didn't happen from Toby Keith were really speak to the animus that either he had for her or she had for him?
I don't know. I mean, again, you can relate it to more of a private individual in their romantic life or their private life. You know, do you comment on your ex-spouse, you know, if they get a new job or if they're successful after you guys have ended the relationship? No, you don't. But you might make a comment when they die, and I think that you should. People come in and out of our lives. It's fairly remarkable in that way. There's only a very few number of people that will stay with you throughout your life.
But doesn't it diminish the people who you actually do have that good feeling for and you really think are a great person if you give them the same thing in death that you give everybody else just because it's a public relations thing?
But you did have that relationship. Well, you know, she was very grateful and very complimentary to him early in her career when she was more apolitical, when she had more of a country. Now, you could say that she didn't change it for any particular reason. She just kept quiet or whatever, and maybe that's the case, you know. But her whole persona has morphed over the past 15 years. You know, she was very much recognized as a country music artist, and she was not political, you know, or politically outspoken or active. Then when she started building her empire and kind of transitioned out of the country label into the pop label, and then she gets politically active and outspoken on a number of hot issues of the day, and there's a whole laundry list of them, you know, starting, I think, in like 2018. So,
but it seems to me now the article, and I could be wrong about this, the articles that I read, the crux of their not-so-good relationship was his support of the Iraq War, his support of the boycott of the Dixie Chicks, and some remarks he had made in regard to, well, let's just say those were the two big ones that I saw pointed out.
Well, that Dixie Chicks controversy was from 2003.
Right, right.
So that predated, you know, her discovery by him and him, you know, kickstarting her career. Certainly didn't have anything to say when she was benefiting, from him. She's very complimentary. And, you know, everything appeared to be great. But she was also not politically active, you know, at least outwardly, at that time. So that's kind of a specious reason for saying that she, like, you know.
Well, but I think at that point, though, you probably don't have the voice that you would have a few years later. I mean, when you're a politician, we see this in Washington a lot right now. Chris Christie has been, I hate to turn this to politics, but Chris Christie has been on the book tour, selling a book on Ronald Reagan right now, talking about how all the politicians hate Donald Trump in a private room, all the Republicans, but they're not going to say that in public because it's position over country. Now, is that true? I don't know. But it's awful interesting that's the way it goes, and I think that could be the same thing here. When you're starting out, you could slit your throat by saying something about a big-time star. But certainly when you surpass them, I don't know that she said anything about him. I don't know that she spoke out against him. But you'd probably be more apt to say, well, you know, I didn't really think that was the right thing to do.
Well, she said some very, you know, very positive, very complimentary things. If you didn't like the person, but you were just using them for your career advancement, you know, you might be diplomatic, but you're not going to, you know, be over the top. Because then if you're over the top, then it's a question like, you know, are you compromising your values just to get ahead? Which most people do. Most people are fake. And they do compromise their values and their integrity in order to advance themselves or, you know, I don't know. I think that it matters if you've benefited and you've had a significant relationship with somebody in the past, and that you're at that level. You know, you're a public figure, and you have all that following. You know, you should at least acknowledge it.
You know something though, in her biography, a whole lot of people are mentioned. He's not one of them. In regard to the beginnings of her career, Troy Verges, Brett Beavers, Brett James, Mac McNally.
Who wrote the biography?
Well, it's Wikipedia. I assume somebody would have updated and put his name in there somewhere.
Well, and I, you know, say what you want about Toby Keith.
you know, but he was kind of the poster child during that time of conservative culture and American, you know, traditional American, in a lot of respects. So obviously the people that are writing Wikipedia articles, managing Wikipedia articles, you know, commenting on popular culture, he's not going to be their biggest fan, or they're not going to be his biggest fan. So, you know, you have to take that with a grain of salt.
Now, apparently, now here's, and this comes from Time Magazine, apparently what has, again, because we want to clear all this up, what, I don't think he started her. Here's what it seems to be. In the aftermath of his death, a video resurfaced on the internet of a young Taylor Swift, again before her first big hit, which wasn't until 2006, this was in 2005, praising Toby Keith. Keith was a major figure in Swift's early years. He helped found the Cruel Summer Singer's first record label, Big Machine, along with Scott Borchetta, but left 6 months later to focus on his own label, Show Dog Nashville. So,
still one of the biggest entertainers of the time that is taking you under his wing.
But I don't think
even
that's what he...
6 months.
I don't think that's what he did. I think he founded a label that she was signed to by these other people. That's what seems to be the story.
And that wasn't a big deal? One of the biggest entertainers in country music? In the
no,
United States,
think,
like,
I think
that's not a huge deal. It'd be like, I don't know, you know, I guess Rachel Maddow or Tucker Carlson being like, Scott Spears is the man and brings you on. You know, that's going to help you. Even if six
right.
months later they say, oh, well, we got your show and everything going, Scott, but we're going to, like, it's not going to be Maddow and Spears or Carlson and Spears. It's just Scott Spears.
Right, but I don't know that he ever saw her and said, let's put her on. I it seemed to me that the record executives did that, and that I don't even know if they ever even met. I mean, I think in the video, I guess they did meet because she said he had a larger-than-life presence, but I don't know that he mentored her along or anything like that.
But helping her create the record label that she operated under, it's big. I mean, we can, you know, we can quibble.
Well, now, Matt, what do you think? Now, hearing the specifics of what actually their relationship was.
So, I mean, I don't think that he had all that much to do. I mean, I don't know, I guess it depends on how, it just says helped. I don't know, it just depends on how he helped Taylor Swift in her first album. I mean, I don't know when the album that he was working on came out, but apparently, I mean, he left 6 months later to do that, so I mean, it just depends on how he was helping in terms of Taylor Swift's first album.
Well, but also, by the way, she was upset, she didn't call Toby Keith out by name about the Dixie Chicks thing, but he didn't just denounce them. He photoshopped the lead singer, Natalie Maines, next to Saddam Hussein at that time.
Three years prior?
Right. But in 2020, the Netflix documentary, Miss America, Taylor Swift said in that, cited the backlash to Maines as a pivotal moment in her political consciousness. So she's saying Toby Keith gave her the liberal point of view. She, because of his nastiness, because of what he did.
Oh,
so
no.
I can see why then maybe you wouldn't be so...
Then you benefit from it. So yeah, I'll let you like advance my career and I'll keep quiet and everything while I'm trying to dupe these country rubes into liking my music. And then, you know, secretly, like, I resent every single one of you.
I don't think that's what she said. I don't think that's what she said. I think she's saying, I think there's a difference between denouncing, he could denounce the Dixie Chicks all day long. Photoshopping a picture of her next to Saddam Hussein, that's not a normal thing to do. Especially, as you say, when Toby Keith is a huge star at that time, and we're in the middle, I don't even think we'd went to war yet. And we're on the verge of going to war with Iraq. And Taylor just said, she didn't say Toby Keith, but she said that moment was the moment that got my political activism started because of what went down there.
And yet I kept it under wraps until like 2018.
But who was asking her? I mean, honestly,
like
who was asking her?
And I benefited from, like, you know, all these people that I secretly resented.
You know, hey, well, we got to go to break, but we're going to continue this on the other side. If you're able to call back in, because I think it's a conversation to be had.
All right, boys.
All right, thank you. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
White House. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.